Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
the baddest lady. I bust all others, leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I utter nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the range is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit to pluck it. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that at the dawn.
with the phonies in the club, got my mind, no danger. Never been a stranger to homicide. My city's full of gangbangers and drive by. Why do we die at an early age? We were so young, but still a victim of 12 gauge. My memories of a court, mind full of sick thoughts, and I ain't going back to court. So fuck what you thought. I'm drinking Hennessy, running from my enemies. Well, I live to be 23. There's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much
past. I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. Yeah, I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown, and I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and the hurt,
yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt,
yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just the mention of my Savior's name.
There's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality,
they got me moving like pain. Loped and ready to get my slug on. I load my clip and slip my motherfucking gloves on. I ain't scared to blast on these fuckers if they test me. Plus, I got my block cop player if they press me. Bust some motherfuckers with a pass and better talkers. I ain't looking when I'm blasting. I'm a nothing drinking in the sea and getting high on the lookout for my enemies. Don't wanna die, tell me why, cause the stress getting major. A buck 50 across the face with my razor. What can I do but be a thug until I'm dead and gone? I keep my brain on the game and stay headstrong. These sorry bastards wanna kill me in my sleep. I'm really cannot see, and every day it's just a struggle. Steady thugging on the streets and I've been falling low. Don't let them make you worry. Keep slinging at these suckers till you worried I was born a raid. Hell, I'm thinking from the gutter, working mother, I'm tech. I'm kicking dust up, ready to bust out on the scene. Steady mugging me until they kill me. I'll be living this life. I know you feel me. There's so much past in my local life.
Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane.
There's so much
stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality. There's so much pain.
Right now, that's me now. I'm on live. We on. Everyone wants to come right here.
Live and direct,
Mr. Chairman. Live and direct? Okay.
Live and direct, sir.
All right, yeah, we're ready to go. Okay, right on. I bet with y'all, better yet, how about y'all color with us for 2 seconds, y'all, so we can be locked and loaded on all arenas. We live and direct, y'all. Heads up, eyes open, and feet split, y'all. Let's get ready to continue to make history, take history, and tape history, y'all. May 7th, May 6th. What's the day? May's what? May 5th. I'm trying to move too fast, y'all. May 5th, 2021. In the spirit of making history, taking history, y'all. Freedom on Radio. We live on the record. Intellectual Radio. The program with the Black Panther Party Clubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Huffington Jr., a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. So y'all, let's get locked and loaded, y'all. Right on. That's what it is. Y'all get option A, 929-477-3785. Option B, 708-223-8953. However you want to do it, boil the bacon or fry, you can do what it do, y'all. Let us start off. Okay, you see on Instagram, tuning in, was live and everything. Okay, I'm not sure for this here. Well, start off, y'all. We live and direct, y'all, on Instagram, the official Chairman Fred Hunter Jr. I think we're going to be touching that on Facebook live too, but we're not on my Facebook page. That's going to be one of the subject matters we're talking about today also. Since April 4th, I have not been on Facebook. On one of my pages before that, on the real Chairman Fred Jr., even that page has not been on that, so we're going to be talking about that. So y'all feel free to call in. Give us some of your quote-unquote Facebook jail stories of, you know, your band, you know, being placed up, taking up the book. Because it's comedian genius Richard Pryor, who, by the way, was heavily impacted by the Black Panther Party. If I've not made that clear before, I was going to say it again. Comedian genius Richard Pryor, who was heavily impacted by the Black Panther Party. He has said many cases white people can ride through the black neighborhoods, and they'll see us out there on the corners, needles in the arm, dope drug residue around our nostrils. And they say, that's a shame. And they come home, and their son or daughter come on the front porch with a can of Budweiser beer. And they say, oh, my God, it's an epidemic. So let's see the time when people talking about this. There's a big discussion about former U.S. President Donald Trump board of Facebook upholding a decision, not him on the Facebook. And this is a system in which, again, Sir Marshall George Jackson so eloquently articulated it. It's a parasitical system. It's a capitalism. Capitalism is a parasitical system. It's a parasitical politics. It's a blood-sucking system. It's a blood-sucking politics. I mean, again, this is a system former U.S. President John F. Kennedy knocked his wig back. Translation, they took him out. This is a system that again, and I know they use such reactionary examples as Donald Trump. People say, we all understand in that case, when you're talking about, you know, freedom of speech and other different dynamics, you know, so violation of constitutional rights, but we come from the premise of the position that as Minister of Defense. UEP Newton has said in regards to the Constitution was applied to our people is really nothing more than pagan poetry. And I, you know, Chairman Fred Hunter Jr. adds to that and say, well, if you had a nice beat to it, it might be a nice rap song. In other words, he'll say it's not applicable. We're going to talk about those contradictions, y'all. There's also, we just literally coming from the repass services, funeral services, by Tanisha Robinson. Got the obituary right here. I feel weird saying it was a proof of service. This is 17. You know, the family, first of all, let's say again, extend condolences, Black Panther Party Club, as well as community condolences to the family. So some of y'all can see me live on YouTube. It's radio, also on the official Chairman Fred Jr. I think on Facebook Live also. It's Comrade Cool's page. Y'all tune in. Well put together. Well done to many people in the community also. Beauty Turner. She passed away. Actually, her funeral services were there at the same church on 51st Estate. And I don't know the details. I forgot how many times after this she was stabbed. She was stabbed up. And we had some interesting discussions today, as well as before we attend the funeral services. The wild occurrences of people talking about this domestic, you know, they're saying with the violence, or, you know, they're also talking about even the mental health issues in our community. Wish his brother called in too. It's a young brother who does work in regards to mental health issues. I hope he's listening. I hope he calls in. And when I spoke at the service today, I'm paraphrasing what I said, but I said, I know a lot of people say, oh, here comes Chairman Fred. How he's gonna tie the system into this here, you know, the government, the white man, you know. And the reality is that nothing is in our community is not had the cut of capitalism on us, the cut, you know what I'm saying, that shake on it, you know, whether it be chillings or crack, or, you know, issues we deal with, you name it. In fact, on mainstream media, they're talking about just even the mental issues, just even dealing with the day-to-day situation of being black. This is what the ruling class is acknowledging, you know. So we have to have this discussion, but we cannot afford to have it in a reactionary way. This dynamic of what this and what this system, the day-to-day situation, what it does to us, and also recognize the brutal reality that there are casualties. Again, there are casualties within our community. And a lot of people, I mean, I think take a position that, you know, we're all leaders, and we all gonna be, you know, we all going to the same agenda, but the deal is, we say we recognize that there is a war being waged upon us. We must put in context that there are casualties, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about casualties in regards to those who go to the grain. I'm definitely not talking about this sister. I mean, she's listen also. I'm talking about those who have been utilized, you know what I'm saying? Because who could pick up, I think, Ms. UEP, you come up with this term, acculturation. You pick up a certain, you know, certain ways that we deal with each other. There are, in warfare, that we engage in battle. And this is not the pastor. You know, I'm going to see right on to the, I'm going to take from something he said, because I know we had spoke earlier. He had quoted myself and others. You know, I like the term he used. He said, as opposed to thermometers, we have thermostats. If I said it correctly, okay, thermometers, he said, thermometers, they gauge the temperature. Tell you what the temperature is. Thermostats, you know what I'm saying, you change the temperature. Now, if you go into a situation, I'll say it in a number of occasions, we go in, wherever we at, and like a lot of times people say, man, you know, you don't deal with this cat. I remember was going to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, a black youngster. A lot of people say, oh, man, they don't be rapping about nothing. I said, you know, have no fear. We come with the politics, we up the ante. Man, the movie, don't go do this Hollywood movie scene. I say, you do that, just take you come to, we clear who we are, you know what I'm saying, we up the ante. And it hurts, you know what I'm saying, and this the amount of youth that came out for this service today, and there were times, you know, we caught them really expressing their actual ages. You know what I'm saying, not in a slight, you know what I'm saying, in a slighting way, but the children, you know. Because even though, like, I draw correlation to, I think, maybe the late 80s, the whole, like, the contribution of the atrocity that was occurring in Liberia went to the child soldiers. And you would see the children out there, you know what I'm saying? They knew the colonialists, whether it be the British, the American, whatever, how they had created a situation that brought the different individuals to grab children and force them to fight, force them to engage, killing their own fathers and mothers, and hit them with so many different forms of chemical, biological warfare, so many drugs. A lot of them were so high for the situation, they didn't know what they were engaged in. In fact, that movie, Beast of No Nation, was Idris Elba playing in, kind of depicting what we're talking about. And we have to look at this like that, you know, talking to, you know, comrade earlier, we talked about how this one young cat in the community is mentally, you know, psychological profile him since he was 10 years old. And they know what this cat does. They know who the hitters are. And, you know, and our community is strategically flooded with, you know what I'm saying, you know, who the damage, and the damage works in the ends of the system. And, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, one of the dynamics that you're talking about, like the case of William O'Neill, Agent Boxer Tour, it was an acknowledged war with a government, a former Cook County District Attorney L.V. Hanahan and the likes, former U.S. President Richard Milhouse Nixon, was, I just heard Chairman Fred articulate Warden, and he referred to these different people as the Warden. He said, this whole thing is a prison, Warden Nixon, so on and so forth. But it was actually documented, acknowledged, these are agents of the tools. one of the disadvantages with an undeclared war, but a war is still being waged upon us, is certain individuals that run the state's, doing the state's agenda the system's bidding, even unconscious, you know what I'm saying? And they have the trigger points, and you know, so what, it's a combination of what music to play, what turns to use, and, who is going to do what type of action. And that's a, and the deal is, and none of us think we don't acknowledge, maybe we could be dismissed from the realities of it. And I was just talking to a brother last night about even how former mayor of Chicago, Ron Emanuel, had employed a whole group of artists to go on a campaign to say that this is not Chirac. And, you know, people say, well, it ain't Chirac. That you to continue in the face of all the atrocities that the world said that's going down. In fact, when we add on to the old saying that God created Africans and America made niggas, we add on to that that the marriage of the machine manufactured Chirac. I remember comedic genius Lunel. They came on stage at Emily and Pac-Man of Black Panther Party Clubs.
Huh.
She came to Chicago. She came to Chirac. I recall her opening up. And I don't know if she knew we was in the audience. When she just opened up, we got there. Okay, I know y'all waiting on this. We got there late. Yeah, Channel 3 got there late. I know y'all waiting on that. No doubt. Who then said something to the fact, she said, you know, yeah, I just was up here. I just got in. And she said, I was talking about Chirac, and somebody said, this ain't no Chirac. And she said, have you seen the news lately? And I said, man, this is the boy. She's something else. She is on it.
Uh-huh.
It hurts being oppressed. It's embarrassing being oppressed. But attempting to jive ourselves up out of this here, you know what I'm saying, ain't going to do it. We have to acknowledge it. And also, as we said, not pinning the tail on the donkey, pinning the tail on the pig. We're hiding the contradictions. They'll say, what is making the situation psychic? Field Marshal George Jackson of Black Panther Party here that says that capitalism not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. I got an interview coming up in a minute. I'm looking forward to. It's a young brother. In fact, let's get Slab MG. In fact, I'm going to tag him on Instagram. Let him know I'm talking about him. I'm acknowledging him right now. His son, young, intelligent cat. I'll say about 12, 13 years old. We have a discussion. He was explaining this new term that they use for capitalism. He was explaining this whole, he said it was new, and it sounded so, I say clean or what have you. I was talking to the young brother, I say, you're negating the birth of capitalism because it's like reinventing the term. You know, so that's something that capitalism does too. It reinvents it. It morphs itself, kind of like coronavirus and other diseases. It morphs itself. It changes different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? It adapts and assists as well. It morphs into different dynamics ever developing. So I'm looking for him to get. I'm looking for to get him on the show because of the brutal nature of capitalism. So capitalism is one needs to be a successful war, and people have to be in prison. Going to be a successful drug dealer, people have to have habits. One comes in expensive than another. So we're talking about that in this the psychic of the people. People say, well, this is excerpt the positive aspects of capitalism. Just get the money out of it, but there's a certain dynamic that comes with that. You know what I'm saying? And again, this case of this sister and so many others. You know what I'm saying? The trickle-down impact, and it hurts. And Zahra Shakur says that one of the dynamics about being oppressed, we have to continually struggle to distinguish the norm from the abnorm. Because after a while, you become used to it, you know, like we look on the news, you know, man, you know, what the weather is, how people got murdered. You know what I'm saying? It's a given. We have to struggle not to, you know what I'm saying, not to be immune. These different dynamics. Like I said, even a lot of these, they do us, a lot of these, we call initial cases. I remember a case some years back, a brother was holding his child, and the child was shot. And they not the news media did not make, not point out there was a mistake in shutout. If that, I mean, you know, my opposition is not the mistake is doing these shootings in our community. What it did was it broke the feeling, it broke the shock value. You know, so it became the norm. Once you hear it, you say, okay, you go along with it. It's kind of like in the movie City of God, talking about the situation in Brazil. The guys who go on these stick-ups, you say, and the young brother was like, he's like breaking ice, you know what I'm saying, with the stick-up. And the other cat told you this is, after the third time, it becomes routine. So, you know, just even hearing about certain things, I remember this Machiavellian Ward and George Tatella. He was like the mayor day of prisons, Illinois prisons in particular. He would do such tactics as, like, he was very Machiavellian. He would, even the place in the cell I was in, Deathville, I was in this prison, in this concentration camp, in the cell I was in, it was directly across from the window where the executions occurred at. And they would throw the green tarp up and they would do a murder. And one time, it was late November, I forgot what year it was, maybe 96, and we set up for a double execution. And we didn't see the green tarp. And I remember this guy named Chris, real reactionary kid. So the Comrade Dabney, am I still on? So the Comrade Dabney, I don't know if they hung up. I'm on the mother. Am I still loud on the blog talk?
Well, I know I can. I don't know.
Okay. Okay,
my sister Daphne, but I know I can hear you.
Okay, I'm still connected then. The tarp, and I remember a few of us looked out. We didn't see the tarp. George Atello, what he would do is they would bring these big bags of ginger snap cookies, these brown bags of ginger snap cookies, and fried chicken right prior to execution, and they would do it. And I remember this guy, Chris, banging on the door, saying, man, where's the chicken and the ginger snap? Don't tell me about execution today. And I said, damn, Chris, well, they made a mistake. They had a computer mix-up or something. They forgot to kill these bottles. You want to make sure you get your chicken and cookies. You know what I'm saying? And George Tiller, this type of tactic, you know what I'm saying, George Tiller would do. I recall he would shut down all. They would show a movie, and the movie it would be like prisoners not getting any showers, and people were like, man, that's bogus, man. How they go over that? Then they would stop our showers. All of a sudden, we would protest, and they come back and give us two showers a week. We'd be like, yeah. And I said, wait a minute, it wasn't that far back alone. Like last 2 weeks ago, we would get showers every day, but the movie had desensitized us. And this is the type of dynamics he would, you know what I'm saying, they would do. So after everything is political, you know what I'm saying, the psyche in certain terms, like even comedy. I remember this cat was in the cell with me one time. He would make jokes. I said, man, let's be clear. I don't do no type of jokes. I don't get out. You know what I'm saying? He like, some young brothers on the new. They came from June. They turned 17, and they come through, and he would make the jokes about them, you know, doing something to them. I said, but man, this is the one thing clear. I don't do some jokes. And I related to him about comedy. And so I told him on an interview that William Shatner, who played Captain Kirk of Star Trek, was doing with Jerry Springer. Yeah, Jerry Springer. And Jerry Springer show. And I recall Springer talking about how his grandmother told him in Nazi Germany how Fuhrer, Adolf Hitler, his minister of propaganda, Goebbels, before they would do, they had a whole propaganda campaign, the movie they would show with, you know what I'm saying, those who have mental health issues, and they would make jokes about it. And this desensitized them for the gas chambers. Jerry Springer said, his grandma said, always be careful and cautious about how people make jokes or fun about your situation. I said, well, did this. Jerry Springer saying this. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing of propaganda, you know what I'm saying? And so everything is political, y'all. So, again, we cannot be this, even the way we, the news reports that we're being, you know what I'm saying, we're being murdered, you know what I'm saying, or what happened, we become second nature, so we have to be cautious of that, you know what I'm saying? We live and direct, y'all, at Free on My Radio, Intellectual Radio, making history, taking history, taping history. 929-477-3785, then press 1, this one, option 1. Or plan B, 708-223-8953. It's really how you want to do this, you know what I'm saying, boil the bacon and fries. We grab, you know. We cook in the building. With the legend I grew up, you know what I'm saying, man, look up to this kid, still look up to this kid. Not, you know what I'm saying, those who, in the community, you know what I'm saying, a legend, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure I get the ID number out here. We've been on up to the hills for a while to get up in there. I know my man Curtin has reinforced to get up here. I got love, respect for you, sir. You know, so make sure one of our campaigns, we have the One Prisoner, One Contact campaign. What that is, everybody should be able to give us an update on some particular prisoner. Status check, if they in isolation. I mean, if I'm on the streets, hey, man, what happened, man? What's going on with my man, James, or this shit is shifting down to Pontiac? You know what I'm saying? N935, you know, that's a, you know, I just, Jerry O'Dunnigan just was released in 45 years. I'll run that number down. Jerry O'Dunnigan, C-01-855. This is important. We want the people can respond with them, write with them. This is important for a number of reasons. In particular, we talk about how some of the, you know, I was talking about some quote Adolf Hitler, I'm talking about Adolf Hitler again. But one of Adolf Hitler's tactics was the first ones in the gas chambers was the ones who didn't receive any mail. They studied that. Those initial things in the gas chamber. Illinois, there are prisoners who've been dead over 15 years, but the state still get paid for them, still don't count. They study who has, you know, who has support. So that alone, you know what I'm saying, aside, before we go into this, that's long we've mentioned about the importance of the morale boost, all that, just those letters, those contacts, you know, and they study it, and they come to the bell call, you know, it impacts your security, you know what I'm saying, your physical survival, and your mental survival. So I'm banned on Facebook right now, so we're going to talk about that also, but in fact, we want to start on these memes. Stop putting up different respective prisoners, their names, their ID number. That's I think the latest thing now is an 80 bars challenge. I challenge 80 of y'all to write a letter, you know what I'm saying, to this prisoner. You know what I'm saying? One prisoner, one contact. You know, put it out there. What's going on? Not only to Black History Month, not that it becomes a popular conversation. We're at a time now. Well, the contradictions, we are heightened the contradictions. Well, it's not debatable about what we had a police get out. The police chief themselves, you know what I'm saying, on the stand. So, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow with Derek Chauvin, you know, we don't know what he did. I was waiting on Derek Chauvin to pull the Wesley Snipes pool in New Jack City. I said, man, hold on, man. Y'all know how this is going. Y'all trained to do this here. You know, I know Derek Chauvin, but there's some legal advice for you. Should have said that. If this wasn't modus operandi for the police, why didn't the other police look at me crazy? If I were the crew, you know, so we walk down the street and we just start, you know, we walk, take off the clothes, start walking on his hand, you know, and we just steady walk, they must get like that. So, man, what you doing? You know, this is the modus operandi. But all that being said, again, acknowledge. We as opposed to let's go a decade ago, if not more recent than that. Your response, oh man, I can't believe the police done that. Nothing. If you be honest with yourself, Shakespeare said, "Be truth to thine." If you want to go on the road yourself and be honest. If they told you, somebody came on just now, the police just shot this 13-year-old child 45 times, nothing would shock you. You would be no, any reasonable, logical person would not, you know, it would be nothing. nothing was like, I don't know what they're doing for. Nothing. We're declining right now. And that's bad. That's terrible, but it's fine. It's necessary that we acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. We ain't got time for no waste, no time with, man, what should we gang with you in? Was she Capricorn, the police system? You know what I'm saying? Was she a resident voter? It's clear. It's a time we cannot take for granted. It's a time where we are, the countries are heightened. We have to seize the time. So with that being said, if we acknowledge with that and cope with that, with, as Minister UEP Newton said, that prison is a microcosm of the outside community. Prison is a microcosm of the outside community. And we cope with Malcolm X has stated, America itself represents prison. What you see the borders, you would think, you logic tells you, you'll say, man, okay, Derek Chauvin gets convicted. So we got to go on that roll call, hey, man, hold fast, be cool, or put our knees on their back, kill them, spot kind of hot. Like, George can hit, you know what I'm saying, say, hey, man, be cool for a minute, you know what I'm saying, watching. I mean, literally, I think 6 or 7 people were killed by the police up to a, before the day is out. You know what I'm saying? So this is the arrogance of this system. You know what I'm saying? It's exposed. You just imagine they come through, give them a few days, what you're saying, it'll be cool. So this is done with the arrogance, knowing of the videotaping, knowing of what's in the content, the people are clear to attempt to imagine what's happening behind the walls of Menard. Attempt to imagine what's going on in Attica. Attempt to imagine what's happening in the juvenile detention centers. You know what I'm saying? Attempt to imagine what's going down. You see on cameras. They're not even turning the cameras up no more. It's so, and just being this, you engage in it, it's so comfortable. It's like, this is how this goes. This is, again, modus operandi. You know what I'm saying? Then the opposite is, when Derek Chauvin's being taken out of there, it's in a line of prisons who he locked up, being brought up in there, all the case he's involved in. Because this is, hey, look at us. It's like, man, hold on, man. This ain't your first rodeo. You went back, you were 12 years old, you had done this. You had done something similar. Why, you know, no, you had done something similar to this. You know what I'm saying? You was playing with water guns, you shot somebody. All these different dynamics. So, again, with that being said, the question of those held captive in those concentration camps. Yeah, those concentration camps. Ain't no. People say, oh, man, it's kind of brutal, champ. You can't understand what happened in Dachau, Auschwitz. No, do you know what's happening? Do you know what happened in Pontiac? Do you know about the Cook County Jail where 17-year-old women were forced to rinse out their sanitary napkins for reuse? Do you know about Pontiac where prisoners were on business with black net masks over their face, rubber grill, and mouthpiece? Do you know about Big Muddy River or Big Bloody River? You know what I'm saying? They claim the suicide rate was extremely high. You know what I'm saying? The doctor, you know what I'm saying, was doing the clean case he had, the drug case he had. And you know what I'm saying? They were doing those. You know about the juvenile place, it was documented with a 14-year-old boy selling so much medication. His sperm count was taken down from 1,000 to 0. These are, I'm not talking about Afghanistan. I'm talking about across seas. I'm talking about right inside the United States. You said, do you know what's happening in the infamous Cook County Jail? So again, make sure everybody, would you just say, somebody put up there, that your brothers as you said, Stateville? I need us to post their contact. I need us to put up their. I need their numbers. I need their ID. We need the ID numbers. The zip code, where they located at. You know what I'm saying? And while this climate is hot, you just one prisoner, one contact. Hashtag that. One prisoner, one contact. That means you come in contact with anybody. Man, what's happening, man? Where Larry at? Oh, Larry, man, he's moving. You know what I'm saying? Transferring down to Sheridan. Second thought. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When you come, we just left Philadelphia for the birthday celebration of Mumia Abu-Jamal. You know what I'm saying? And, man, technically it's taking them up that road. This is the thing I'm supposed to do. They say, okay, you got that one. Okay, move the six back, you're going to have a dozen. Take them out another way. Chemical, biological warfare. Tuberculosis, lack of medication, you name it. So, again, we got to be, you know what I'm saying? We can't do an absolute. You know, so we got to resist. We got to fight back. All type of different dynamics. Your brother was in Menard. Rocky Wright, you said, your brother was in Menard. He told me he was with you, Chairman. His name was Vail. Okay, man, give him my love, my respect, right on. And you know what? It's funny, you know what? since he rocked with all six of Menard. You can tell who's been a Menard, literally. You can tell who, you can, when you mention Menard, you can see the response. You can see it. You can see, you know, man, you can literally tell who's been there. And I had, they had me on the circuit. They said legally the circuit is illegal. So they would tell, they would just say, we're just transferring you. You know what I'm saying? You're not on the circuit. They move you around arbitrarily. You never know your mail. You never, people never know you at, so on and so forth. And Menard was this thing that in my mind, I was kind of like, on those situations, you know what I'm saying? I really like tripping on, because through my life, I've had so many experiences, you know, like Mayor Daley Sr. with Chairman Fred, Mayor Daley Jr. There was so many similarities I've been through, you know. I mean, even like the case I was given 18 years on, it was one of the police that arrested me. I was wondering, how this police, local police, calling the shots with all these different other law enforcement agencies? And he kept looking at me. And I said, how is that the FBI and ATF? But this dude is calling the shots. Lo and behold, I was out on bond in Oakland, California, and wrote the Black Panther Party newspaper. I said, whoa, that's the guy that was calling the shots on my case. That's Sergeant Joseph P. Grubazek. Sergeant Joseph P. Grubazek was involved with Mary Kennedy with the Legion of Justice, the Red Squad, back then. So and he comes, now this is the same guy. And when I brought up my appeal to bring it about his role, I go back in the vitriol, and sometimes a few weeks later, they say, he just passed away. This counterinsurgency, COINTELPRO, is ongoing, y'all. And there was another thing, I remember they came to give me a Pontiac. Who was it? Somebody else said, okay, Mobitis Customs Printing. My cousin was in there with you, James Campbell. Remember that name? He has his fist clenched and head up, and he says, hello, champ. Hey, let him say, hey, tell him I said, man, revolutionary love and respect, I will never forget. Never forget those situations. Never forget the people, not only on our side, but as those real captains, the Minister UEP Duke said, were not for the people, I would have came out of in a pine box, if come out of there at all. I was in Pontiac. Pontiac used to be known as a Thunderdome back in the days before they locked them down. And speaking of which, to get word too, Brother Basile, anybody got his contact, put his information up there to Basile's and Pontiac, and he's been having some issues to help intervention. So y'all get his contact out there. And I was on administrative detention in Pontiac. That's like segregation status, but there was no infractions, no disciplinary write-ups or nothing. And I was on the phone talking to my mother, and she was she was set to come for the visit the next morning. The phone cut off, and then they came down a lieutenant and captain, and they packed up. And I remember I got a code number they used, but so they said my number. So they would say, you know, my parents, my people was on the way down. They knew it was to get on it. They don't get the word from the common levels. And who was this Rocky? Says he was proud of me when I told him that I submitted to join the Panther Club and made him cry. Right on. Are you in Chicago? I need to see you. I also call membership because I need to see y'all Saturday at the Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. 6153, 2 o'clock for Triple C's, Tour of the Community Club. We need you there. Also, let's say the tour. I'm banned on Facebook. I'm trying to get the YouTube. So I started going live on YouTube also. But subscribe to the page, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. on YouTube. I think we have 1,000 subscribers before I can go live. So I think I'm at 700, so make sure y'all put the word out on that. But, when they came to get me from Menard, when I got there, I remember they pulled me up to Menard, and just even going out, they would take you down. Okay, you're in Vegas, man. I can't let me see you, man. All the 30th. Also, June, we're doing the Father's Day tribute to Chairman Fred, Chairman Fred Tombstone. Every Saturday, Triple C's. May 9th, Mother's Day. Mother's Day, these are called PSAs I'm throwing out, People's Service Announcements. Mother's Day, every day, Mother's Day, we're going to be out there for the happening hour doing some different type of drive-bys. Y'all have some Mother's Day might come through, we're going to have some gift bags for them for the happening hour. So Mother's Day, things start at 2 o'clock. May 13th, that's the acknowledging the bombing of the Moore family on Osage Avenue in Philadelphia. So it's events going on May 15th in Philadelphia. We'll be there, and I think I'm working on, I got to talk to B12, it took a place, trying to get to New York to do a showing, a panel about Judas and Black Messiah, New York. I get to Milan, right? We ride, they take you down, they call it the pit. And the pit was like going to hell, like you going down. And the guards would make note, they would sit up on the hill. They would talk about how such infamous white prisoners as John Wayne Gacy, that's what he was at. So even this serial killer, John Wayne Gacy, was still held up in high esteem. You know, so they would tell you, like, to look up. I'm like, man, I'm not looking up for this motherfucker. I'm sitting up, I'm chained up. They're holding their hand. Look over the judge, your presence in school. Why am I doing this criminal, another criminal? So they would say, they actually would tell you, that's what John Wayne Gacy was at. And like, you go on the tour. And then I recall going up being taken up in Menard, and I first always looked for the gun tower. You know what I'm saying? They always look for, because now I think about two of them. At that time, you the gun tower. I get to the gun tower. It's about eight guards. That's okay. Heads up, so, you know what I'm saying? You know, they say, keep the head on the swivel. So then these guards, they come out. There's one pig named Torville. I'm about 3'8". So I'm exaggerating. Real short, 12 feet. He come, you know, he snap, he oinking, talk, you know. So they were gonna go through your property. They sometimes give me made me become reactionary. You know, they taking you up here. So I don't know if he thought this was my first rodeo, my first time in jail. I know I'm gonna put you in the cell. When you go, I bet you gonna get straight now. So he's doing all this, you know, we going, the chain got me, they got me shackled up, took me to the cell. So he's like, yeah, come in. You ain't coming out of here alive. So from the cell, so the brother in the cell, he's like, what's going on? I said, don't have a trip. It's psychological warfare. It's something that meet on your trip, you know. So young brother happened to be from Maywood, too. So we ended up talking, split sides of him. He come back and get me. He went to my property and found a Chicago Sun-Times article with Chairman Fred. And he was explaining, telling me I was gang literature. I said, that's the Chicago Sun-Times. He said, yeah, it's the gang literature. So you're going to write to isolation. So we called Warden Page. This reaction racist. He called with us. Yeah, we heard about you coming out here. You know you're using the vice laws. And blah. So another guy trying to tell him, no, this is a... He had this blanket thing on black folks, like, whatever, he one of them, you know, so you know, he's black folks, take me to isolation. He take me to isolation. North Fed, matter of fact, North Fed. And I recall getting there, he take me up to the cage. And the word drought, like, man, he upstairs. And the brothers get beating the doors, and he got extremely quiet. They said, man, that's for real, that's the son of us again. And one brother, they're telling all these stories. Hey, we was down here then, man. I ain't been home yet. I was down with Chairman Fred was here. And one brother said, "What? You know what I'm saying? You over here?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "Man, you know this was the chairman was at." I said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "What gallery you on?" I said, "Hold on, I think this. Oh no, he on think of 8, 9, 7 gallery." He said, 7 gallery. I said, "Man, you on the same gallery?" Your brother said, "What cell you in?" I said, "Bro, you know what? We gonna hold this conversation off for a minute because you kind of." It's kind of deep for me. Let me take this in. I'm going through an emotional trip right now. And they had gave me a moniker, Deja Vu. That was my name they gave me. Deja Vu. You've been there before this one, you know. And I'd be all these times on the war stories of Menard. And I said, Chairman Fred was there in 1969. I was there in 1999. If nothing had changed, if nothing, at the most, probably one coat of paint. If that. We live on the record free on the radio, y'all. In the spirit of making this, you're taking this and taking this, man. We talking about the decision today of the board of Facebook to say Donald Trump can he's on Facebook. You know, that's the time. I've been banned on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So We got I'm looking forward to these brothers from this new social media outlet we work on. Well, they're going to get that, we're still going to get on that. But we have to acknowledge, though, everything political. You know what I'm saying? And if it comes down to it, we use 210 cans of string to communicate with each other. This is putting in historical context. You wonder why, like, in Brazil, you see how people dance at the beach. Man, they beat it something different. The Portuguese, the Dutch, unlike the North and North America, they did not outlaw the drum. The drum was made illegal here in North America. It impacts you, your ability to communicate. You know what I'm saying? So even you would say, oh, ain't Facebook jail, ain't nothing. But see, even in warfare, communication, you watch them, they attack different countries, this amount of communication. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This, your ability to communicate with each other, it impacts you. You know what I'm saying? So just like even now, I catch myself as a comment, what happened? It's, oh, man, it's such and such, there's a protest going on. And see, not that we minimize it, you know what I'm saying? Even, excuse me, the ruling class, to the stage where they even start quoting social media. Like, usually, you know, reverse, vice versa, like, well, the news said. Now, the deal is, information is really, you get more information from social media. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's more, it's CNN breaking news. Social media reports that there were 15 murders, you know what I'm saying? So it's flipping around. You know what I'm saying? That's a reflection of the people. See, like you said, well, how we gonna know what's going on? We ain't got, you know what I'm saying, Walter Cronkite and so on. Man, the people, them machines, them talking heads, them puppets, they get reports given energy. So you got, I mean, sad to say, brothers tell me this morning. It was a situation out west, a young sister was walking, eating. And she was showing her, it was live shootings going on the west side. And she was showing them, I say, this is, our everyday realities, and you can get us in the world situations right there. The deal is, we have to do it not in a reaction, we'll romanticize the different contradictions of our community, but the deal is, we can afford the luxury, to have stuff, you know, edited more than we, the wrong reality, you know what I'm saying? And to be able to put in the correct context is going on. Y'all feel free to call in. Facebook made a statement saying if they don't allow them to track our information, they're going to start making us pay to use Facebook. That's the thing. Then there's some code with them. They, man, hey, that's how this machine works. They give it done free with them. They do certain dynamics, and you get used to it, and you say, well, okay, I'm going to understand, like, G. Kirby was just joking, he was out of town, and he came in, a hotel, nice hotel, I had some stuff in the bed, in the room, and he's like, man, what else, be cool, G. I said, this is so bad, because they had some, when you leave out, I told about me and Pam Africa, Minister Conversational Move, we was in France, and we coming out, he's like, what's that? Oh, you go, that's the bill. So, like, the things, the water stuff and all. They call such and such. When you saw price tag on it, so I say, this, I say, court, I say, look at it. In the penitentiary, they say, don't go in no cell. You go in the cell, you go in the, oh, let's make some cookies on the bed. This is really nice. It's a nice place. It's a nice cell. You know what I'm saying? You eat the cookies. You say, this is a real nice place. They come out. So you say you ain't got nothing. Like nothing on the books to pay me for this. This system, this is the ultimate exploiter. You know what I'm saying? They can't control us. You come in, man, Facebook. Oh, this is nice. It's nice computer. If they put stuff out, you come back. I mean, you know, now you all the information. They got everything from us. You know what I'm saying? So deal. We always got to make sure we never give up on our natural way to communicate. You know what I'm saying? We never give up on who we are, the organic. Now, I don't know, GMO tomatoes be looking real nice sometimes. Like, we don't even see. You got to grow. You know what I'm saying? Never to become dependent upon this system. You know what I'm saying? Even by information. All of us impacted, myself included. I mean, we can remember phone numbers. We can't remember phone numbers no more. You know what I'm saying? Because They get you lax, get you comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't be taken locked up before. Like, damn, who am I calling? Numbers. as opposed to for this, you know, so we always remind ourselves that they can put a boom on at any given time. I do Sisters Machiavelli, they go, oh, that's nice, they do this, do PPP loans, and they, oh, they're doing this and that tax bill. So you're real comfortable. You know, them, hey, look at them, look at them turkeys in October. Like, that's a nice food. Farmer feed me real nice. And he goes, what you doing? He goes, I'll let you for a minute. You know what I'm saying? All of this system is extremely Machiavellian with that. Not the rest. Cole, you was about to say?
Yeah, I was going to say when you were talking about the young lady who was showing, you said the live shooting, it made me think of, like, these are the journalists on the street. These are like, you know, you have war-torn countries and wars going on, and you have reporters there that was showing the carnage and stuff that was going on. So the people that are right there live and direct and showing you, it's like you can get that, live, you can get that uncut, you can get that in the pure raw form. It's not going through the networks, well, don't show this, and well, we're going to change the narrative. It's right there, uncut, unadulterated, pure for you to see what's really going on. So I was just saying, you know, like, these are our journalists. These are our reporters that, you know, are bringing the news and bringing all of this straight to us, quick, fast, and in a hurry. As it's happening, that's breaking news.
And we got to always, right on, be mindful to always never negate that important ingredient in this recipe, and that is the political summation has to be applied. Because in so many cases, even the most sincere voters have a reactionary assessment. They have shown information, and I tell people, that give us information with the valid summation. Because that's important. Sometimes we do something, if we get bits and pieces of it, and I use the analogy, my cats like going to see, they come see Friday the 13th, 5-4. And then they see the children beating up Jason. And why did that child look like? They're like, man, you know what this motherfucker been doing all the time? To put this in context, like in our communities. You know what I'm saying? That's why, nothing you take for granted. That's why, even I'm going to in a movie and struggle, a lot of people say, do you understand the first name of the Black Panther Party was the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense? That was important.
Yeah.
Because when you stand up, it's automatically given that we are the aggressor, we are the attackers. It's always, so even situations in our community, police can beat the police, and they're trained to say stop resisting. You're like, wait a minute, you beat me down. What the fuck you mean stop resisting? So all the political information is something that never can be negated. So we say, we talk about it. No, that's something that, again, the politics and all of you, the term. That's what we said, what you mean about the politics? The terms. When somebody takes them out of the store, even if they don't know it, in New Orleans, after Hurricane America, Hurricane Katrina. So Katrina killed them by Hurricane America. When the people get in the store about the stores and stuff, that's liberating. But you know what I'm saying? But you say, it's liberating, that's politicizing it. You know what I'm saying? The people say, the food, you know what I'm saying? People are locked up for getting survival needs, you know what I'm saying? And even though they're saying these reactionary ways, even when people, whatever we do now, it's resistance to what has been done to us when we fight the system. People say, I think all black people should just be called up for a Nobel Peace Prize. So here you go, the fact that y'all just snapped out. And that Nobel Peace Prize, y'all know it's a big bag come with there too. You know what I'm saying? So we don't see y'all, and the politics of it is resource. Politics, people say money, power. See, politics inclusive of all the how you deal with resources, how you deal with it, how we view it. Even the killers in our community, some sisters told me about that, she said, man, it's going to be so bad now. Family members are going to just start setting up other family members and say, man, you're going to get popped off so we can get this bag. The deal is we have to politicize, you know what I'm saying, how we, with this justice, and as France Fanon said, we will accept the concession and never compromise our principles. So it got to be put in context, how we view resources, you know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, I come from the club where men, we'll paraphrase, men and women made money. Money would make men and women. You know what I'm saying? The client when Kes grew up, Kes said, man, who was on this dude? He bold and make a lot of money. Okay, what is he? Oh, man, he's a big, later on, that dude got a lot of money. Oh, that's leadership. Hold on. How that? Because of the criteria. You know what I'm saying? It's trivial. It's elementary. for yourself. You know how much of the relationship, like, you know, what's come out there. I was like, who is this rapper? I don't know, you know, what's his background? You know, you be saying such, all this kids talk. We cannot afford such elementary responses. It has to be a summation, even the stuff, even the situation in our community. The killings, this was the case the other day, she was recording. How, what has happened that she is walking, eating, and you know what I'm saying, and filming, you know, I mean, brother's there, I mean, shut up. You know what I'm saying? You put this in context, you know what I'm saying? How did the normality of as Phil Marshall George Jackson say, and, you know what I'm saying, cowboys are only facing the economy, facing the psyche. And a lot of times you have to put it in context that other people deal in the situation for us to relate to with us. Oh man, she's a cold, she don't give up. But you look at them, you look at other war-torn countries or whatever what they're going through, and you see and the psychological impact, you know what I'm saying, what it produces. You know what I'm saying? Our casualty count cannot be limited to just the physical dead. You know what I'm saying? It's like the movie Walking Dead. There are so many people you look up to that have become immune. You know what I'm saying? And some we can bring back, some, you know what I'm saying? The deal is some. They leave certain forces in our community to what we say corrupt the crops. You know what I'm saying? Leave them there. They know they, you know what I'm saying? And the people have what we refer to as a culture masters. We all black people. The song in North Korea made it clear to the United States imperialism. He said, oh, them, the South Korea, oh, you. He said, oh, no, they with the Yankees. They with y'all. We not up with that. You know what I'm saying? Ho Chi Minh and the North Vietnam, the lines of demarcation were drawn. They didn't come to where we all be in the people. It was clear. No, they are with that. You know what I'm saying? So we, the lines are drawn. Who are you with? Our communities. There has to be lines drawn. You know what I'm saying? Sir, we are code of conduct. Man, I'm in the street. Okay, did you see, man? Certain things are just a no-go, homie. You know what I'm saying? You know that's a no-go. Well, I'm in the music. Certain things are the no-go. Who are you aligned with? They said, what you mean? Well, I'm with the Capricorns. No, this people there, homie. Well, I'm with the West Side. No, it's people there, homie. Who do you align with, the state or the people? That's my case. And you will see it start calling. And I was not ready for that. Because you start looking and say, hold on, man. I want this to be just disciples and stones. I want this to be just Virgos and Scorpios. I want this to be just the Joneses against the Smiths. No, that's the politics heightens the contradiction. Whose interest are you working? This is what Lenin, a Russian revolution, said. We define situations, individuals, how you view the state, now the state views you. And that's the building, it comes down to that. People do all this stuff, I feel this way. When it comes down to that state line, I'm talking about the police, I'm talking about the court system, I'm talking about the police, those lines, where that's being drawn, how you feel, organization, individuals. This is a unique dynamic. Like Dr. Justin said, like, we all the same. What is the struggle right now with the individuals? This is the unique dynamic of the Black Panther Party. All this, we all, everybody's on the same Black Panther Party. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. They paid the price. It's a political line. You know what I'm saying? And being this, we have to be clear that. And I'm not going to get to where it's a bad person. Let's acknowledge it. Some people, their first milk was state-sanctioned, state-sanitized milk. So they might say, you have a different child. You have a different child that hears that their first food that came from a BPP loan. God guarantee this. There's a certain mass that you have about the gun in a climate of coronavirus. And unless you have a child that says their parents are politicized and say, listen, these concessions that come down, I'll get it twisted. Let me give you history of this system. Let me give you anything else. Anything. This was built. This is a resource, whatever they give you. It's parasitical. Like, no matter what type of dress, this dude got his girl. You know what I'm saying? It's sport of nature. When you put it out there, you know what I'm saying? You get it through his back and the damage he does to her. You know what I'm saying? That's the correct context as opposed to a reactionary response. They say, oh man, government, Nigeria, their first contact, their first dynamic. It impacts the type of individual. And there are a lot of gorillas. Their first contact will see that shocking law, seeing those poachers come through and knock their mothers and fathers out. And then that white hand with that milk inside their baby gorilla's mouth, they were hungry. Some of those people in those police stations, they were starving. And then police come, Officer Bukowski comes in, and he goes, you ain't ate nothing. You're married, negates that. Bukowski's partner brought you in. That's what says who deprived your food. He give you that nice cold pop. That sticks in your mind. I recall being downtown the federal court. We was in the court and got his attorney's name. He's the one. He's the attorney that handles so many cases. He's the attorney on John Burns' case. He's the attorney that all his police cases he handled. What's the guy? Case the young brother Laquan McDonald. The pig name. James Van Dyke. James Van Dyke attorney was in court. He's sitting in court. He get up. He got the whole of the mafiosos looking at him. He getting up. So one of the brothers who was the man, former Lieutenant John Burns, was not charged with torture. He was that was not the case. He was charged with lying to the feds. So and basically saying, listen, you can electroshock all the niggas private parts you want to, but you do not lie to the white man. So that's the case he was charged that he was charged with. So while one of the brothers who was tortured by him was on the stand, he's in the courtroom. He says, so he was describing how he was tortured. He broke down how John Burge had the typewriter bag he pulled of his head. They broke down how the gun had flipped the revolver around the cylinder. He remember those shells in the cylinder playing Russian roulette with him. Handcuffed to the radiator. Stripped naked. Body doused with water. It was not a dry eye in that courtroom. Bridges' attorney, James Van Dyke's attorney, gets up. He asks his brother, he said, could you tell the courtroom again what occurred? So the brother says again, he said, describe the gun, the book inside the cylinder, how many shells in there. So I'm listening for the brother. I'm like, okay, what are we going with this? He said, could you tell the courtroom? And I never get, he looked dead in my face. He knew he had the psychological profile. It hit me then. Not only he did, but John Burns did. Man, you back, I'm you sure called this down Hitler. Like, Hitler had a psychological profile on if it was move on, what time he moved on. So his lawyer asked, describe what happened. Then he said, he looked at me. And he knew it was a shot. He asked the question while simultaneously walking back to his chair, like he knew it was a short hit he did. He said, when you got out on bond after being this abuse, he would say torture, after this abuse, tell the courtroom what was your first phone call you made when you got out on bond. And the judge and everybody in the courtroom looked at me. He's like, after he even say something like, man, he joined, he contacted me. So I'm looking like, I don't remember this, brother. I'm looking like, what's happening? And the brother mumbled something. And the attorney said, again, for the court to hear you, this brother, this is no slight on him, this brother on that courtroom said his first phone call after being tortured by former Lieutenant John Burns and others, when he got on the bond, his first phone call, he called Lieutenant John Burns and asked him, can he get his help him with his tools out of the back out of the trunk of his car?
Wow. Man.
We respond to torture. We respond to being organized different ways. And it hit me like a brick. I'll never get it. I walked across his name. He didn't, not even the call is the same individual. The brain is a hell of a thing, you know what I'm saying? And you know, so it does, the system, it does to you, it will, you find yourself, they masters at this shit, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, man, you look at the Central Park 5 case with these children, you know, and the continued isolation, you look at them cases of, even the movie soldiers, that's no one can imagine the reality. How it breaks up, you know, people, it's easy to turn on each other, and you know what I'm saying? And what they call the movie industry, gaslighting. I'll be battling with different things. You try to say, I know this would happen. I know that movie said that a couple. This person found this black type part. This dude, I'm like, whoa! I'm telling you, no. I know this for a fact. I live and breathe this. I said, they would say, well, this book said. I said, that's one time. I said, I want to tell you that the Bible and the Quran, and show me that it said. I'm telling you, this is a. If nothing else, the philosophical tool that we relate to is dialectical materialism. The person that you're saying done this, is it does not jive. See, See, dialectical materialism is common sense based and logic based in history. It's certain things you just can't say. You know, as on the streets, you say, man, this dude rolling all this time, he never get locked up. You know what I'm saying? It just don't jive. It just don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching Snowfall the other day. I mean, man, you look at the different dynamics. You listen to this, and you know what I'm saying? They say, how is this character, all these cases and murder cases, the pen, the DEA agent testifying on, how is this happening? You know what I'm saying? They hit us with this, we move us while we in it, in the community. If you move so fast, you can't play Monday morning quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So you miss so many different dynamics, and it's coupled with the fact that you're told you're not that important for nobody to be working, no organized strategy against you. And we don't believe that. Ain't nobody thinking about it. Ain't nobody sitting in those. Man, listen, it's a fact. The paperwork got to, let's say we didn't get worried about the paperwork. Of an actual meeting between wardens throughout the state of Illinois, they met at Pontiac. And the wardens meeting, they came together and they had convened on different dynamics. And what came out of that meeting was certain moves to do, breaking all the prison cells down, changing them to be shorter than the average man. Coupling that, we're putting bags on prisoner faces with rubber grill and mouthpiece and black leather masks on the face. This was designed. They knew what type of meeting they were going to create. They know what they're going to say. So when you all the people you come out, man, I can't believe this. These two of them had to kill each other. This is going to go on the plan. Creative. They know, man, you put crack in this decade. Bam, you were ripping them. The fact that these children are walking on 2 feet, they ain't engaging in cannibalism. That right there, they probably at the lab, right? They probably down there. The city hall trying to figure out, hold on, who dropped the ball? They're not eating each other out there? They still walking on 2 feet? This is by design. Pick up certain leadership in the community. You know what I'm saying? Grab certain forces back home. Grab a Papa Jones. Go get a see, even the season animal challenge. They had these elephants. They were going through musk. It's like, they got to work with each other. That was because they was Aries, this was a bad elephant. This was natural. They brought one bull, one male elephant, just put his presence down there. That other elephant, now we people, also people call this, and well, the mother elephant, she could be a mother and a father. She could be this. But the elephants didn't recognize, no, it's a certain slang to this. We can't afford the luxury. I don't like this elephant, you know what I'm saying? Me and him broke up, you know what I'm saying? What's at stake here? These young elephants have no framework, just the presence of this bull. They got in line. Even clinically, I don't know politically, there's what they call pheromones. It's a certain order that men release. It's a certain requirement. And you could, that people, and I know in New Orleans, went down to New Orleans after Hurricane America. Those just tuning in, y'all, you know, for the politically incorrect called Hurricane America, flew down Hurricane America. That guy, man, I mean, my brothers and family, don't you see different? I said, man, what you mean all these damn houses, man? X is the one who said, man, y'all find a dead body. What you mean when I found different? He said, Chairman, what you see different? I said, man, what else? I said, what you see different? Chairman, all the times you've been coming down here, what do you see different? I said, because of the chase, man, what's happening, man? He said, you know this, you don't even know women and children. So I said, damn. I said, damn, if you just hit me, I said, sound like a prison. And this is a community we was at, it was, I remember that, man, you're right. You were impacted by that. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff that you, the aura, just, I remember being taken out of Menard. They took me out of Menard. My birthday, 1999, I remember they came to get me. My brothers was staying on the, where you taking? I said, man, if they take me to the moon, bro, this motherfucker's so big, shit. They came to get me. It was my birthday, best birthday present. And so you get about it, like, the bad news is what? I remember taking me in a Menard, and we ride. And these white guards, they were some of the black guards, they said, we going up north. They said, man, This is a black person, man. They be wearing leather jackets, man. This has, I mean, when I was a whole, I know, like a TV commercial with black people. We like, man, turn to such and such. This is to see a black people on a commercial. I remember going up traffic, taking me up, I didn't know where I was going. In fact, we come right for Y2K. So was. Yup, right for Y2K. The world's going to shut down in 2000. And we're talking, what you think, man, I'm in Manila. What do we, if shut it down, whatever, so be it. And riding past Logan. Logan was the all women's. The dance, this was women, and Logan was women then. And I remember going riding up there, riding past, and they stopped for a minute. There was a transfer spot. And a sister was here, just her aura walking. I said, don't go through the reaction there. Oh, man, you know how to put the look. Just the aura of this sister. The impact of black men. I mean, you looking to be around black men, black women, black men. I remember, I said, damn. Away from me, I said, damn. And I remember when they took me up, they took me up to Joliet. They took me, they said, are we turning over with y'all? And I remember when they put me in another cage. And even these black guards that came in, and how this the cologne of black, just you know what I'm saying, these a black the thing, I remember, I said, damn, I being like, oh, this is the whole, this the white, I mean the whole, this, oh, I said, damn, but I didn't even know it. And it took me upstairs and placed me in the cell. You know, well, 12 I was coming, so the world went in, and they had me in this blue jumpsuit, no underwear, no nothing. And I'm sitting in the strip cell, nothing. And I look and outside the bar, there's about 10 guards with pen and papers writing down what I'm doing. I'm doing this in the cell. I'm sitting in the whirlpool at the end. They got tall ass. I was just watching me. So I'm just sitting there. This is 2000. This is New Year's Eve, 2000. Yeah. It triggers so many thoughts, y'all. But I hope it triggers something with y'all. I hope it triggers y'all. To support and engage in one prison, one contact. It triggers all the hashtag that hope it triggers all most of the loved ones or the ones like us that you don't know. Hope it triggers you right when you have to be out and come. Papa, you know what I'm saying? And your brother, social down the street, you know what I'm saying? And begin to attempt to realize what's happening in these concentration camps. You know? We live in direct, y'all, making history, taking history and taping history. I'm direct 708-223-8953 or 929-477-3785 and press 1. Exactly. You see, I'm calling. No, excuse me. No, come out there. Cub. Call out there. 8-0-4-4-5-7-8-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9- first give me they like where you at. Out there, then you can be love you. What about
you? Let me say thank you, brother, for inviting me. Truly an honor. You know, we still moving and shaking.
That's right.
How long we've been down there. And they just let a brother out. I didn't know he was from the town.
Yeah.
But Janice called me, told me he, you know, they was letting him out. He couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Because he was with Burdell's uncle when the police came.
Okay,
up there in 1970, yeah. I think, in Cabrini-Green.
Oh, wow.
So he out, but he couldn't come back to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny Bill. Are you out?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
He's got a cab, I think, before Cabrini-Green or something, that was leaving again, got him the case. Some, yeah, somebody told me he had a sister stayed around the town, too. And he had a sister stayed around the town. Yeah, we opened up the, we had the room house for people to host it.
Right.
She talked to me, she came to me, she said, I don't know who you are. But she, but guys were hustling on her porch for years. She said, I live in the window. She said, you came over, you stayed at some point. I was, but it just reminded me. But go ahead.
If I was talking, and I was saying, man, you know, because he always said, you know, they didn't have body cameras in these college games.
Yeah.
And he said, bottom line is, because I'll be home because I ain't killed nobody.
You to me.
And the young Hispanic baby got killed, the reason the 21-year-old isn't charged with the opportunity for is no longer even a crime. It's not a charge. It's not accountability.
Yeah.
So, because there's no question, everybody asks, well, you know, he didn't kill anybody.
Right.
You know that. Everybody knew it.
Yes.
But, so now, I think as of January of 2020,
yeah,
it's no longer, it's, you know, HB, I don't want to miss.
Okay.
But I'll look it up. I got to file this.
Yes, thing. Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Just what we did on the last year.
Yes.
That's where we are with this safety fight.
Okay.
Of course.
Yes.
And I got to say that he's insisting about not, even though we interviewed a few attorneys, not giving nobody no money because the bottom line is we're there talking to the game. And
yes.
And every time he got back in court, time barred not, the state Supreme Court said, well, we'll give this man another chance to get back in court because of something he filed himself.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm there. You know, guys, this thing because he knows, you know, and that, like I said, even on the court at the public level, what the, yes, of course, you know, it's a 3-judge panel.
Okay, yeah.
Two of them have to go with me.
Yeah.
One thing when they said the Chicago police went there that day was tantamount to assassination.
Huh.
You know,
yeah.
So that's where we are now. And I just feel real good about it because, you know, all the people really reluctant
to
really think positive.
Yeah.
You wanted them
but
you know.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. So that's what we got.
John, give me his idea. Also, let me just about this brother. There are certain, I feel fortunate, you know, asked me one time, she said, well, same with you, you know, about physically, how you got the different dynamics of, you know, how you raised. I said, lessons from this legend, you know, when a man was supposed to be someone that came for him. In addition, there were certain forces, you know what I'm saying? I would listen to conversations. I would hear brothers on shaving. I would listen to different brothers and stuff and hear different dynamics. This was one of the forces. He had made, like, you know, so when he came home, first it was like folklore in the community. And Papa had these glasses, these specs, and when you know, it became a phenomenon. Wearing glasses, like, you know, people trying to go to Daytime, even cheap versions of these glasses, these specs. You know, Papa got some glasses, you know what I'm saying? And this had, you know, individually, you need certain forces in your community to relate to. People say, what do you mean by the fight for self-determination? We're told directly, indirectly, what's cool, what's inspired, but even if we're not even given the tools, like, I tell people, like, you see old work shows, they say, oh, you want, hey, look, you'll see, you got a free car. And you're like, oh, yeah. Because you don't want to pay no gas, pay some taxes, and nothing. You left the show, you're like, it's kind of like, they give us people in our community. You say, here's this politician. Here's this athlete. You're like, yeah, man, O.J. Simpson. But you're like, damn, I'm living around this high place in California. I can't relate to that. You know, ain't no football field. I'm on a vacant lot of concrete and glass out here. There's nothing given to us to be able to. Real models and blood in New York, from the heart of New York. So she said, I just think, how would you read Sasha Shakur's book? How did it impact that? You know, she was very young. And, you know, there was one case we worked on in Chicago. She's like, the police had locked up, and she was talking like it was the first time it happened. And she said, I didn't know your mother was locked up. And many other people in your same thing that you mentioned, that they have real mentorship programs. In our community, there are certain brothers and certain sisters that people can relate to, that think about your, you say, man, where you from? In certain areas, they all these like legends, you know what I'm saying? And that was under contested conditions. In other words, it wasn't just some slick comments like the name sound cool, whatever. I remember stances, positions that people took, and packages that you remember that stuck with you. And, you know, like, even they'll call me, okay, box it up, you know, stuff like that. That our community, you know what I'm saying? We have to grasp that, you know, and pick different examples. I'm flashing back, you know what I'm saying, to being in front of with his family, we chow steak sandwich and all this time, you know, more people are scrap back, and just the energy discussion that we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, people looking forward to, you know what I'm saying, like even today in this funeral. This funeral today, I was coming with the comrades. I said, man, I was just coming. I said, man, I need to be one of those churches that just I was thinking about it happens so common in our community. I was walking past one funeral service about this before coronavirus. It was so stoic. It was so cold. It was walking out. And I said, "Damn, it was so routine to us." And I remember, like, even I was like the day, and I was just coming up, and the super man, they were singing, the people, it was hitting bones. I was like, "Damn," I was like, "Man, you know." See, and even how we view prison now, it's so common. Now we view death now, so common. But I remember, you know what I'm saying, before Papa would come home, you know, it was like, man, Papa coming home. You know what I'm saying? It was like, event, you know what I'm saying? Like different, like what's happening, you know what I'm saying? You know, like a, but we become immune to it. Like, you know, the norm. And we have to, you know, the ability is like legends, different discussions and contradictions. I never want to get to the point. I remember this brother took me out of jail. He had a tattoo. He was explaining to me. It was like a hard lock on it. He was telling me, he said, he'd never had no feelings with nobody. I remember, like, damn. First account signed a track. You know, he's like, damn, you know, he don't care about nothing. I don't want to never get to that stage again. Because, you know, like, you know, less. You know, emotion, you know, say, you know, you, I said, damn, imagine that. You see, like, you know, no feelings. And, you know, and all of us, like, DMX talked about what they say. I remember DMX saying, walk into a black man and say, what happened to love? They walk into a say, look at some of the responses. People get shocked, like, what you be feeling? You know, and it's an ecosystem. Like, you be, like, they put that communities, when you become stoic and you fight, you know what I'm saying? And it's a balance in that because you can't be open. Like I said, we serve to the people. But the deal is we have to have a clan where people are open to that. Because a lot of people don't know the difference between a servant or a slave. You know what I'm saying? People are like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, because the ecosystem is not set. And you go, like, you go into damaged situations. Like, people, it becomes common. It becomes, you know, but the deal is there are certain dynamics in people that will be released. And, like, in the wrong time. Because I tell you, most people you see who have a disdain for each other, people, watch them when the white people come around. Now, watch when the police come around. It's an affinity. You know, oh, man, they smile. They go. It's an openness. That's how I tell most people. It's kind of like when they train pit bulls. You look at the dog shoulders. I pit bulls, like, that's like the dog version of our people a lot of times. Pit bulls, you see them, they walk, you see them, they get down, knock each other down. You see these white dog trainers that walk in on a rat. And it's a dynamic that you take, because the reality is there are certain sentiments, certain feelings that are there, and if we block them up, the deal is to gain them, acknowledge them, You know what I'm saying? And it produces them. Like, it's like the old saying, it's like, you got to go home, go to work, wipe the dream like that. He come home and take it out on the family. It's dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell somebody, man, listen, don't use the bathroom, don't burp, don't belch, don't hold it in. He's like, oh, it's coming out. It's coming out.
Oh.
And in most cases, you know what I'm saying? And it comes out on each other, you know what I'm saying? Or it can go internally. It can explode. You, on the outside, you think they clean. And Richard Pryor, she said, Bill Cosby was clean on the outside, dirty on the inside. Richard Pryor was clean on the inside, dirty on the outside. And then I said, this is a class contradiction. This is the masses of people who you think, because, you know, like, it's a class contradiction. See, DMX, the love he had, and it's exemplified, it's reflected when you see Tashina. You know, it's exactly like the snare, I couldn't even watch it without, I had tears in my eyes. If y'all ain't seen it, go back and look at her when she spoke. You can tell who people are, who they impacted. You see, man, the impact she had, you know, she brought the other sister up. And there was his present day wife, his present wife. And that was a revolutionary act. What I mean by that is, in a time when you see all these love and hip-hop shows, all these films with who this complex and competition of who is this broad, you know, the corporate, and she said this man was like a rebel. You know what I'm saying? We did not devalue his legacy. You know what I'm saying? She told, man, all, you know, it's true. She talked about, you know, she first seen DMX. So she said she's about 11, 12 years old. She said she's sitting there. She come out. She told her being sheltered. She going in the house, and she said she's always a seven children. She said she see this cat DMX. He about, man, same age. I think 11, 12 years old. She said a sister, an old lady had a purse. She said DMX. She said Earl. She said Earl. She said he had this black pit bull with him. She said he pumped his finger twice. She said get him black. She said he had a purse. And kept moving. And she made a point to say, the lady was not harmed. I said, well, she on it. Because she don't, people will look for anything. Because, and she said, he ran past her and he gave her a look like, don't you say nothing. And they had seen each other like 5 years later. And she said, she has a friend, who is that? I said, like, no, anybody else except him. You know what I'm saying? And she said, no. And then she met him, Tashira. Told him, if we had met him before. We had met her before. We met her before, and I thought about that. And the impact he had, she said, I feel so fortunate. You know what I'm saying? The impact that he had on her, you know what I'm saying? And so many other people, huh? The impact that he had on her, it's a photograph we got on, I came, you know what I'm saying? We were from a basketball court, and it was like all this loud noise. And he said, Chairman, he said, last time I was up, he said, you're going to give me a Kevin Fred shirt. I said, Bobby, I'm going to give you mad. And the whole audience just stopped moving. They called us right there live, you know what I'm saying? And man, we was leaving one day from one concert. We come back, you know, elevator. We come back, so we got an elevator packed. He said, kiss the two fingers. He put on the sister next to the chat once you pregnant. I said, man, but these are people in our community, y'all, that you know, and you know, and man, Roxanne Shantae, the people she talked about, she said, how she related to his pain and stuff like that, man, you know. And the deal is, none of us come out of this plane. His situation, you know, how he dealt with it, you know what I'm saying? It was always a love for the people. There are some of those who take it, you know what I'm saying, and it's so the damage, you know what I'm saying, amongst each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you see, because of the state, the system, you know what I'm saying? It's a different dynamic, you know what I'm saying? They were talking on this documentary how when they was getting their money, they was going to the night houses, they had found out. People ain't got nothing. I remember actually, Kenya, a long time ago, she had said to me, Jonice, she said, I remember when he was first, like, buzzing, she said, he don't like money. And this is, now this is a time when, you know, it was something big for rappers to get money. She said, 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 she She said, man, you don't like that whole clan. You know what I'm saying? I remember thinking that. And, you know, these are people that impact, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has, you know what I'm saying? I mean, dialectical materialism, so we are impacted by others and vice versa. But the contributions, man, this kid gave so many others. You know what I'm saying? And back to the thing with Papa, man, again, these are certain, the balance out the community, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, we flooded with the counterfeit. We flooded with the GMOs. We flooded with the salt balls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the backbone. You know what I'm saying? That stuff is, it's a, I tell you, a cup of tea, so be it, but we need certain examples, and you got to keep these war stories alive, you know what I'm saying?
You said something earlier about now it's not anybody with character or the community is the priority. It's somebody with money.
Yeah.
And most families, it's like that, that we don't have any bad
thoughts. Real talk, yeah.
And I know when I was watching a movie, one part that surprised me was the part when the chairman went in there with the Nazi flag, not the Nazi flag.
Confederate flag, yeah.
And they listened because the bottom line is when it's about the people, all poor people are looking for something, but the strategy is to keep poor people at each other's throat. And everybody was surprised, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, you remember, Chuck, my older
brother. Yes, indeed, yeah.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah.
You know, he was saying they didn't have to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They were college students or whatever they were.
Yeah.
But my position was that they were first.
Yes,
because they were thinking, big thinking.
Yes.
That's the biggest threat.
Yes.
And they acted on it.
Yes.
And same thing, was home.
Yeah.
They he was walking, and he was extending his hand.
Yeah.
Whatever said he went to. And they were listening. That was, I think, the last time. I'm not sure. I shouldn't even go to Peace Street. And he just, because he said, I want to know. I'm not having anything.
Real talk.
You know,
real talk.
Like, went to him.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And that's why, too, to this day, these people still on his bar.
Real talk. Real talk. Well said.
And,
well said.
That's a quote from him. He
Man, what did he say?
Just talking about the males in my in the family.
Yeah, no.
He's talking about.
Yes. Yes.
Communities with.
Yes.
You know.
No doubt.
And it's just like you say, it's invaluable.
Yes.
Because that analogy you gave of the male pool.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's just something natural.
Natural.
And they're thirsting for it, actually. They're thirsting for it.
Yeah.
And when it happens like that, you know, there's only like, you know, you hear the saying, nothing good is going to come out. Only good is going to come out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't care what they throw at us.
Yes.
At the end of the day, only good can come out of somebody that's recognized.
Yes.
I was shocked to find out that you were there. It was only 21 years old.
Yeah. You know? The turn was 30. Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, well, just imagine, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know, well, we were addressing a class, the sociology of violence. People think if I hit you, you hit me back, there's violence.
Yeah.
But you spoke earlier on all the diabolical things that's done to us.
Yes.
And if it's not addressed and if you don't know, if you don't teach it, you know, they say history repeats itself.
Yes.
Yeah, and in our cases, it's more than detrimental.
No doubt, no doubt. Mm-hmm. You know, you pass trauma down too. You know, why we feel certain ways, so on and so forth. And this system, it studies DNA. You know, what I'm saying, you know, potential go getters. You know, what I'm saying, the go getters are the go getters. You know, what I'm saying, and it's imperative that we know who we're dealing with. Because again, it's a blessing and a burden having the backbone. Like, I mean, it's a blessing and the birds, just, they study it, they see it, you know. They have a thing called culling, culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G. They use it. Woodville Zoo is known as like the top spot they do it. There's all the zoos all over the world where they kill polar bears, certain gorillas. They say they can't, and they can't breed them if that's their aggression level or their backbone. And if they have this, you know, this is a size. We can't let that, this gorilla say, oh, who is that big gorilla? They can't take no chance on a go-getter breeding another go-getter. You know what I'm saying? Or a backbone. You see, no, they keep aggression level at a certain level. They take these wolves, the Mexican wolves. They say they want the physical features of them, but they don't want the temperament of them. They do things like they would take them and put the scent of the mothers or the go-getter and switch her babies. If you know what I'm saying? Put them, you know what I'm saying? This is the foster care system. You know, they study the man. My sense, I think we're talking about the thing with DMX and the foster care, the juvenile detention center, and he talks about the struggle, you know, saying, you know, what you know, with addiction, you know, all the time, and they study us, and you know, and I, you know, saying, you know, how his grandmother impacted him. You never know where things come from. Like I tell people, it can kill generations. Chairman Fred, his grandfather, my great grandfather. You know, took him around as a child, so who was on what particular tree. You know, and I remember situations. I'm in my great grandfather laying down with this shotgun. I remember like vividly, you know what I'm saying? Hit that I think it was a groundhog. I remember the smell of his pipe, you know what I'm saying? I remember his sass, his tone, you know what I'm saying? I recall that. Really, a lot of people are deprived of that. You know what I'm saying? Of those examples, you know what I'm saying? And then we become defensive. We become, well, I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? No, you ain't get that. And then sometimes in history, there are certain bottles of water. There are certain entities that come through. So we're going to serve the people. We're going to give, we will give the black, I'm saying, objective, you know what I'm saying, as humble as I can, the Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party, because you have to say, I'm going to sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, not only this ain't like I you say, well, for the family, you know, I get up, people say, well, I'm doing it, I'm just doing it. That's cool. But you have to distinguish that from an organization. I'm doing it for the people. It's an old African proverb saying, what's good for the family may not necessarily be good for the community. But what's good for the community is good for the family and the community. Mm-hmm. Then this Bunchy Connor, this education, John Huggins, you know what I'm saying? Man, Deborah Johnson, Minister Don Satchel, provide examples for the world, for the people. You know what I'm saying? And these are under contested conditions. I tell you, you can have a discussion with me or nobody. I said, first even question about Minister UEP doing get out. I'm informed. You ain't want to stay in those shoes. You know what I'm saying? The person who's in the apartment stayed in by Lake Mary, they had an FBI in the next apartment who their only job was to study his afterthoughts. They had an agent who was getting paid all what you could study when he stayed at the cuffs. In other words, if he just sits off the cuffs, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about this to be monitored and the attack to go through, you know what I'm saying? To take a stance for the people, you know what I'm saying? And it's, believe me, that man, it's like, I said, when you say leadership of an organization, you say, how many members, you say 500, 1,000, you have to couple that with their family members, their children, their, you know what I'm saying? All that different dynamics and to be able to go in an organization that's going against the grain, the biggest grain, this system. You know what I'm saying? And to call that out, you know what I'm saying? It's a hell of a dynamic, you know what I'm saying? It's a hell of a dynamic. And every day, our womanhood, our manhood, our childhood, our humanity is challenged. It chips away at you, you know what I'm saying? You know, to be in this system, it's always testing you, you know what I'm saying? You fight to remain who you are, you know what I'm saying? You know, sister, how you going to pay the rent? How you going to do this? You know what I'm saying? And to keep, you know, man, how you gonna move this? To keep that you met who you are, and it's just that every second of the day is chipping away at who you are. You know what I'm saying? And to be and you have to be armed with something that's ever developing. It can't just get caught in no vacuum. And say, okay, back in Africa with kings and queens, we subject to a system that again. Sometimes kids do some cold things. We just should not become a cold people. You know what I'm saying? There's certain dynamics. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, tell me the whole story. Don't tell me some stupid. Oh, you know, she's fucking with the landlord. I say, you missed. Did you tell me about the part about the is really intimidating with the children out? Oh, this has to be inclusive in the discussion. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell anybody no who tools and twos just out there killing. Hold on, you missing some. You missing the listen to this book here. What happened to the part about the Belgians and the French? What happened to the part about the Chinese dropping the knives in certain communities, but the plane crashing? Oh, yeah. No, they go, oh, yeah. Don't tell about the kids in college killing each other. Oh, you missing. What about all this prison that purpose said? What about the music they play in the morning? Like, oh, yeah. No, they go, oh, yeah. These are different dynamics. Anand, quote me on this. A non-independent people don't make no independent decisions. A non-independent people don't make no independent decisions. I know a lot of us on the like, yeah, man, my homie goes hook up with such and such. And, you know, dude said this was the catch the rap. This other song, the baby. He said, man, start be saying. He said, man, he said, I know. You told somebody rap with the rap. He's like, this bitch got that brain. But do you know that something on sale? And then, you know, you go up there and tell us with some common sense. You are encouraged to say certain things. You know what I'm saying? We're in our communities. You know what I'm saying? I remember, and it was a Joliet. I'm in there with the city. I ain't got no TV. So that time they transferred and break the TV. I said, man, I'm not going to keep on getting on TV. I'm reading the books. And they come shake them down. I got the TV. I see when the guards come, I would turn to Jerry Springer and leave it right there so he can keep walking. Because they come to me. They told me something. What you here plotting on? I got the books in there. They tell me we wear books. They tell me to. I said, man, I got the TV. Soon they come, turn us some clown stuff. Turn us some clown stuff. You know what I'm saying? I said, just to keep them up the back so I can read a book. Because this is that. We see all this. We're told, they're talking about the brain and the brawn theory. You know what I'm saying? Don't do. It ain't no independence that we choose certain things. You know what I'm saying? We're told directly. We reward it. You do this. You know what I'm saying? Let he come. A guy told me that the policy when I was locked up. We would switch up membership, like the disciples, Stone Brother, they'd be in a cell with me, they'd be on security, you know what I'm saying, I'll politicize them, we switch up. One guy, it was his turn, he said, man, he said, he came to me, he said, Chandler, man, how about my leadership, man? He said, man, I respect you, brother. I don't want the heat, man. He said, he said, man, you, man, shake you down all the time, and rap. He said, man, I'm not, he said, but I respect you, man, I'm trying to take care of my business and get out of here. I respect you. It was not an independent decision he made. He was impacted. He was influenced. I mean, he was never kind of loose. Kind of late. I was at this restaurant one time, and they asked us, we want some Vietnamese coffee. And I said, oh, yeah, I know I have this. She said, yes, it's French influenced. I said, influenced? That's a nice way of saying it. I said, influenced? You mean colonized? She said, well, okay, you want to go there? I said, no, I mean, I've heard that word. It's like you want to tell me, English influence, so, you know, or Matt Daly impacted. Real talk, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. Making history, taking history, taking history. Y'all feel free. Oh, man, I ain't asking if we have no call-ins. You got any call-ins?
Yeah, you've been riding.
Man, riding.
We've been
That's cool, man. That's right. We've been riding. Condolences, y'all, again. To Martinisha, to our family, and to our peers, the youngsters, man. I'll take y'all out. I told you y'all tuning in, I'll take y'all out, you know. And I sympathize, you know, that I've seen certain outlets of youth, you know what I'm saying, come out on these runners, you know, just, you know, beyond the makeup, beyond the, man, the clothes, the adult look, that, you know, and that. And it's sad to say, as a society with children, I mean, man, you got to grow up fast. You understand? But, man, condolences to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Again, people's pain reflects.
Yeah.
And this issue stabbed up. It was, yeah. So, y'all made up Martinisha Robinson, hashtag, and, you know, condolences to the family, to the community. And brother drove us. He had to be go to two more funerals to come right back.
Fremont, can you hear me?
Fremont.
Yes, sir. We had a caller.
Hello?
Yes, sir. We had a caller 412 and Q. 412-612 and Q.
Okay, Fremont, call you in.
Fremont, Jeremy.
Fremont,
it's Erica. I really was just calling in, but I can always, you know what I mean, shout you out and, bring up about the Hampton House. Maybe we could get an update on that because I saw that it was like the GoFundMe was, you met the goal or whatever, right? We met the goal.
Yes.
So what's up with the Hampton House, Cameron?
We're still moving. We had shut it down February 17th, the birthday of Minister UEP New, but the people still home. Open it back up. We want to continue to support the programs, Triple C's, the State Hampton House Community Garden. So it's open back up. We opened back up February 21st, the day Malcolm X was assassinated. So people still send their support at statehampton.org and gofundme.com/statehampton. I'm just looking at the time. We've been up for one. 8:30, is it 8:38?
It was a great show, Sharon.
It's therapeutic for me, you know what I'm saying? My Instagram about to die, y'all, so I'm going to lock this hands before I fall off. I need the ID number. Hold on a second. Get y'all a piece of paper real quick, y'all. Write this down. One person want to contact.
Ooh, name
to. Please.
John Burnham, 853-396. What's
that? 112. Yeah, P.O. Box 112. Ooh, it's bad because I remember these numbers. Hey, you know what I'm saying? With the word out, you know what I'm saying? Security and morale support, among other things, y'all. This is a living lesson, y'all. Again, I correspond with him. Tell y'all heard about the case, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard his sister. Y'all heard Brother Chairman on Freedom All Radio. You best update it. Get those. Eric, go ahead, Eric. You got to say something else before we close out?
We just tell as I always do, Chairman. So I don't mind coming in and hollering at you sometimes, too, you know? Free them off.
Right on. Free them off.
I see the politician. Yes. Look.
See him kiss the baby.
I see him kissing the baby. Get into it. It's the end of the way of life as we know it. This is the last straw. George Bush about to declare the last war. So tell everybody you love, you still love them. And if you got kids, then take time to hug them. I don't really think that y'all know what niggas is facing. We are near the end of a twisted civilization. This isn't a nation. Cut all the money for education and build more prisons as a replacement. How is it that they could win a war against heroin? In the ghetto, we losing the war against heroin. Where are all the devil men, the Martins, the Malcolms, the ones that'll lose their life to change the outcome?
See the politician. See him kissing the baby.
Look. If we don't get 40 acres, then I think the black at least shouldn't have to fucking pay sales tax. Gotta give us something back. GMC should give every black man a damn brand new lack. And we should all give them back. Tell them we don't want that. Y'all listening to too much rap. Fucker, our will is strong now. Can't nothing touch it. And we don't give a fuck if you keep cutting the budget. Niggas gon' suck it. Live life to the fullest and love it. And keep it rugged till we kick the bucket. I can't vote and that's something I don't regret. Cause for the poor folks, they ain't this shit yet.
See the politician.
See him kiss the baby. Kiss the baby to these punk ass police. To the NYPD, the LAPD, whatever the hell they call the police in D.C. I don't care if you a sergeant or knock of a D.T. You could even be just a security guard with a CV. And no gap, but I'ma act like I ain't even know that. This killer cop mentality stemmed from me being pro-black. Out the pen and I ain't finna go back. Won't fake no jack if Jake snap a Kodak. Instead I'll be forced to pull cock back and load the whole gap. I'll die controlling the Mac, telling the pole to hold that. Whether be white, black, Irish, Italian, or Polack. Body dinners of Somalian or fat as Joe Crack.
Need a politician.
Take that. Fuck that, nigga.
See him kiss the baby.
See him kiss the baby. But ducking. But look, do we really know where the gun come from? Do we really know where the drugs come from? How come it only affects us and not them? How come Jesus Christ has still not come? Why am I wrong if I kill a nigga that punch me? But it's right for you to blow up a whole country.
Yeah.